Universal Translator. Some have rightfully criticized brain scans because, for all their spectacular photographs of the thinking brain, they are simply too crude to measure isolated, individual thoughts. Millions of neurons probably fire at once when we perform the simplest mental task. And the fMRI detects this activity only as a blob on a screen. One psychologist compared brain scans to attending a boisterous football game and trying to listen to the person sitting next to you. The sounds of that person are drowned out by the noise of thousands of spectators. For example, the smallest chunk of the brain that can be reliably analyzed by an fMRI machine is called a voxel. But each voxel corresponds to several million neurons, so the sensitivity of an fMRI machine is not good enough to isolate individual thoughts. Science fiction sometimes uses a universal translator, a device that can read a person's thoughts and then beam them directly into another's mind. In some science fiction novels, alien telepaths place thoughts into our mind, even though they can't understand our language. In the 1976 science fiction movie Future World, a woman's dream is projected onto a TV screen in real time. In the 2004 Jim Carrey movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, doctors pinpoint painful memories and erase them. That's the kind of fantasy everyone in this field has, says neuroscientist John Haynes of the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, Germany. But if that's the device you want to build, then I'm pretty sure you need to record from a single neuron. Since detecting signals from a single neuron is out of the question for now, some psychologists have tried to do the next best thing: to reduce the noise and isolate the fMRI pattern created by individual objects. For example, it might be possible to identify the fMRI pattern created by individual words and then construct a dictionary of thought. Marcel A. Joost of Carnegie Mellon University, for example, has been able to identify the fMRI pattern created by a small, select group of objects, for example, carpentry tools. We have 12 categories and can determine which of the 12 the subjects are thinking of with 80 to 90% accuracy, he claims. His colleague, Tom Mitchell, a computer scientist, is using computer technology such as neural networks to identify the complex brain patterns detected by fMRI scans associated with performing certain experiments. One experiment that I would love to do is to find words that produce the most distinguishable brain activity, he notes. But even if we can create a dictionary of thought, this is a far cry from creating a universal translator. Unlike the universal translator, which beams thoughts directly into our mind from another mind, an fMRI mental translator would involve many tedious steps. First, recognizing certain fMRI patterns, converting them into English words, and then uttering these English words to the subject. In this sense, such a device would not correspond to the mind meld found on Star Trek, but it would still be very useful for stroke victims.